I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
For our final segment on The Week in Philly, we are going to focus on Philly music legend Jill Scott, who was honored this week with a new mural in the city at her alma mater, Girls High. For more on this, let's bring in KYW's Sharaday Howard. Shara, tell us about the mural and who painted it.
Patrick Doerr, who happens to be a friend of Jill Scott's, was selected to do this. She handpicked him probably about a year ago and said there's no one else she'd rather have do it. He's a local artist, and he's known for his use of crowns. And he said, in particular, crowns were so necessary to describe the royalty that he feels is represented by Jill Scott, by the Girls High Girls, and by Philly in general.
Crowns symbolize royalty. The alumni, the students, all of Philly are royal in my eyes.
What did she have to say about the honor? Looking at your story and listening to it, seems like she was pretty emotional about this.
Oh, she cried throughout the entire day. I mean, the Girls High Girls were dancing. The drill team came out. They were singing. And then, of course, she had a whole slew of her friends here from Philly who she grew up with. The Kindred Family Soul had their son, who is now grown up, singing her songs. And it really was just a day of celebration and all tears. I mean, she didn't stop rolling those tears, and her makeup, I mean, at one point, even her makeup was pouring down her face. She had to tell everybody, stop with the pictures.
To everyone who envisioned it, thank you, everyone. I love you so much.
So her being a Girls High product, it seems like this meant a lot to some current Girls High students.
It really did. I mean, the girls were out there loud and proud. They were amazed that someone from Girls High could not only climb to such a stature, but get a mural on the side of the wall, the largest wall, open wall on the school facing Broad Street. It's a huge honor. And it's for the 175th anniversary of Girls High. So there was no shortage of pride. There was no shortage of celebration. I mean, smiles on smiles the entire day. It was a beautiful celebration. And I got a couple of girls to tell me what it meant to them.
It makes me feel proud that somebody who was a Girls High Girl can become something so great and then have her own mural on her school.
So Lauren and Jada were so excited. They said not only did their parents love Jill, but they grew up with Jill Scott. And they were just thankful she was a part of the Girls High legacy.
All right, thank you very much, Shara. KYW's Sharaday Howard joining us, and that will do it for this week's episode of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Brian Seltzer and Sabrina Boyd Circa. My name is Matt Leon. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The Week in Philly is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.